Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Marquise Munson taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee, reacting to some breaking news from the Tennessee Titans. Two players have tested positive for COVID-19 this morning after on both Monday and Tuesday, no positive test in the building for the Titans. We thought maybe there was a chance they get back in the facility today. They begin practicing and game planning for the game on Sunday against Buffalo. Now looking like there's really no way in the world that Buffalo game is going to happen as originally scheduled on Sunday, given the fact that now the clock restarts for the Titans. Got to have two more days of no positive tests before the league will consider letting them back in the building. So not looking good this Sunday for the game between the Titans and the Bills, and we'll see how the NFL reacts to that and what they decide to do with that game as we continue to move forward here. Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate texts in, do you think there would be a point where the league says, forget it, the Titans season is just over? I don't anticipate that happening unless this is a problem for like the next 4 or 5 weeks.
No.
And then you've got to adjust from there. But
I understand, you know, the mind can go to extreme places when things like this are going on. But the easy answer there is no, absolutely not. The NFL is... Yeah, like the NFL is going to push through and have a season, and right now we're seeing the reality of teams with different game totals and lost inventory, if you're looking at it from the cold, hard NFL perspective. But there will be a season for all these teams, including the Titans. And look, right now we're looking at an incubation period possibly that is going into that very far reach of 14 days, or we're seeing new exposures. Either way, the Titans, it does not mean that, starting tomorrow, they're not all negative from then on. And I would still say right now, I'm absolutely 99% sure that Titans-Buffalo doesn't happen at all during this week, because I don't think they're going to mess with the Bills-Chiefs game. I'd say way beyond 50% right now that the Titans-Texans happens on October 18th. I mean, that's how things should work out. You know, the incubation period's about to end, and I'm talking the extreme end of the incubation period, which is not what the NFL has really considered the incubation period, but that's about to end. And so if everyone is staying safe and doing what they're supposed to be doing and staying apart, then the Titans should be able to move forward and get back to work. But this is just a huge setback. I mean, there's no way around that. But, no, the season will go on.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, St. Thomas doctor, stop dealing in fake social media hysteria. Patrick Mahomes is fine unless he spends 10 to 15 minutes in close proximity to Gilmore. I doubt the hug lasted that long. He's probably fine. He's open air. He's outside. To his point, he did not spend that long around Gilmore, but – as we've learned, there's nothing absolute about this virus.
Yeah, I'm not going to try. I mean, again, like I was surprised when we talked to one of the leading experts on infectious disease in the world, who works at Vanderbilt University, who goes on a lot of shows, including on CNN, Dr. Bill Schaffner. And I mean, I learned something from him last week. You know, basically, he's like, yeah, it's not that big of a worry, you know, playing football games, I assume. So, I mean, I swear I've gotten colds from like walking by a person, you know. trying to stay away from my wife, she still gave me the cold, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's infectious diseases are so hard to put your finger on, and this thing has been a big problem with COVID-19 is, you know, things have changed. Science has changed. The surface stuff was so important early, and it's not as much now. They're still learning about the virus. So I hope that's true. I hope that, you know, that picture doesn't mean anything. But, again, the problem is if you're Patrick Mahomes or the Chiefs, you may not know until, like, after the next game.
Yeah. And then when does the cycle
stop?
So
think about that. I mean, so the disruption of this season, which, again, it will continue. They'll plow through, but the disruption may just be beginning.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Sam text in. The NFL botched this. How did they not learn from the Titans and how it took multiple days to start showing positives? They didn't have an easy switch for the Chiefs game, even though Cam only tested positive on Saturday. They decided to truck on and just move it to Monday. Now more Patriots are positive, and they may have passed it on to the Chiefs now.
That's the thing.
Not a good look for the NFL.
And that's what we haven't had yet. We have not, you know, the Vikings didn't get it, as far as we know, and there's no positives there. I suppose, again, you talk about a 14-day incubation period, then you also would hold off on absolutely saying they didn't spread it to the Vikings. But as of now, they have no positives. What if the Vikings have a positive tomorrow? And then what? And then the Texans are now.
Yeah.
And they're up for grabs.
Not completely out of the woods yet. Now,
right.
They're trending in the right direction. It looks promising, but as we know. Yeah. Trends can change in a hurry. They just did with the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully the Texans, it stays the same. Hopefully the Vikings stays the same. Texans don't get anything. Hopefully the Chiefs get nothing.
And so far, by the way, the Chiefs, no positive test yet. The tests have come out for the Chiefs this morning, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. No positive tests for the Chiefs as of yet. But, I mean, they just played Monday.
Right. So just look at what we're talking about right now. I mean, we are no longer talking about fantasy football. We're trying to figure out all the teams right now whose tests each day are, you know, a huge source of news in the NFL, and it's a growing list. So yeah, I do think the NFL botched it. I think that even if they don't pass it to these teams on the field, and again, let's hope that's the case. Let's hope nothing happens with the Chiefs, Texans, Vikings. Let's hope that's the case. But even if that is the case, I think you could look at a team traveling and say within that team, you have now greatly increased the chances of the virus spreading within that team.
Yeah.
Even if they don't give it to somebody else. So don't put them on the plane. The Patriots.
Even if you have a separate COVID plane.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I mean, the Patriots did that. Yeah. I have not seen anything on that to see if Gilmore was on the COVID plane or not.
I don't think that's come out yet.
Yeah, and it may not, but I mean, look, that's we talked about it earlier. The NFL, one of many things the NFL has strengthened this week, you know, they've extended the time period to sign players. The testing period is 6 days, so very difficult to get someone in when you need someone now. It's almost kind of like you have what you have, but also they've gone up from like 2 buses to 5 buses. That's a big jump.
Yeah,
I mean that's. More than doubling the space between your people, you know? So it looks like the league is just kind of like scrambling right now and trying to think of different things. But the fundamental question to me moving forward is, are you going to change how you view teams traveling who have positives?
And just think about like how crazy 2020 is. We're sitting here talking about COVID and everything going on right now. There's also an NFL game on Sunday or on Monday that could be moved. This coming from Jeff Duncan of The Athletic, who covers the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are considering evacuating to Indianapolis on Thursday because of Hurricane Delta and have even discussed a contingency plan with the NFL to play their Monday night game against the Chargers there in Indianapolis. So all kinds of storylines coming out this morning in the NFL, including potentially moving a game out of New Orleans and into Indianapolis because of a hurricane.
I mean, what a year, man. Eddie Van Halen. Yesterday, by the way, rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. Unbelievably awful year, and you've got this happening now. LSU also may be moving its game, by the way. Yep. Last I saw, they may be moving
to Columbia.
To Columbia, yeah. So, one thing after another, man. I don't know what else to say.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Munson, you'll enjoy this. This is from Ricky. Lakers championship is secured. The Dodgers don't stand a chance. Tomahawk chop. Everybody loves the Braves around here. Big win for the Braves.
Hey, I like changing the subject.
Look, I want the Braves to make it to the championship round. I will say that.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of friends, a lot of my best friends, who are Braves fans. So I would love to see them in the finals in order for me to tear their dreams down. And I love it.
Wow.
And I will be up. Awake, wide
watch
awake.
Watch those games.
Yeah, I'll be wide awake to watch that. But no, the Braves are—they're a pretty good team this year. So
kind of excited about the series.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm going to say this: as long as the Astros don't win, I don't really care who plays the Dodgers.
They look good right now.
I just look.
That's a lot of baseball fans right now.
Yeah, I just don't want the Astros to win. Okay. That's it. That's it. That's all. Of course, I wanted my Dodgers to win. I haven't watched them win a championship since I've been alive. But I don't want to see the Astros win. And I
not many people do.
Look, and the Oakland A's, like, come on, man. Step your game up. Like, what are you guys doing out there?
This is classic Oakland A's.
You guys are supposed to be beating these guys. I mean, come on. Come on, Oakland. Step your game up. Step up for California. Man.
More breaking news on the NFL front. This coming from Ian Rappaport. Sources, the Washington football team is making a quarterback change. Kyle Allen will get the start versus the Rams, while former starter Dwayne Haskins goes to the bench.
So here's another, and this is actually affecting a Munson team. I have not seen this, but our buddy Steve Lehman says today's news of positives was the Patriots and Raiders. Did I miss something there?
Raiders got defensive lineman.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Did we talk about that earlier?
We did.
Okay.
We did.
All right.
Old man Joe.
There we go. In one ear, out the other.
Old man River.
So I'm trying to even think about the Raiders. Okay. So that's just a kind of an unrelated to sort of the spread it around in different games thing. It's just a positive for the Raiders. Okay.
And it's just one so far. Yeah. So we'll continue to monitor that situation as well and continue to react to the Titans and the Bills. What happens if they can't play that game on Sunday? We'll talk about that next. Also, get your reaction on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Titans fans, Corner Pub is the place to check out the game with locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown, and great beer specials including $1 off of Yazoo and Happ & Harry's draft beers, plus Happ & Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub downtown location this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 9:30 to 11:30 prior to the Titans taking on the Buffalo Bills. The NFL pregame show features Jarrett Stillman, Floyd Reese, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're going to have Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com join us at 8:30, so looking forward to having Jim on the show. We'll continue to react with him to the breaking news taking place right now. Two more Titans players test positive for COVID-19 this morning, putting the game on Sunday between the Titans and Bills very much in jeopardy. And Joe, if they can't play the game Sunday, which right now it's looking like they can't, the Bills play the next week on Thursday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs. So unless you're willing to move that game, which I don't anticipate the NFL is, what do you do at that point if you're the NFL? Where do you put the Titans-Bills game? How do you think they'll go about handling that?
Well, I mean, Munson was talking earlier about the NFL and all the conversations and all the contingencies and all the possibilities, a lot of stuff that hasn't been written down, I think, by design. And you got a lot of wiggle room. You can change things on the fly. You have to change things on the fly. I think the idea of a Week 18 has been very much discussed by the league. And it's reflected. We'll go back to our buddy Charles Robinson. I think he told us this last week, the hotel blocks in the Tampa area for like a month
for the
right
Super Bowl
now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they look, that's where you have freedom. I mean, this entire year in terms of the sports calendar is completely flipped upside down anyway. So I think it's like, I know Diana Rossini tweeted out the cancel or forfeit, and the word forfeit, I didn't think it would even be entered into the discussion at all by the NFL, but it has been with that one of those memos that talked about stricter punishments. But I don't think that again, like, to me, if you are telling the Titans you forfeit, you are 3-1, Bills, you are 5-0.
Yeah.
Then how can that not be also accompanied with the full investigation results that show all kinds of, you know, like misconduct on the Titans' part? I don't think you give them an L. So I think you play the game if you have to play it in Week 18. And hey, there may be a Week 19 at some point too. Okay,
there may be a Week 20 at this point.
Right? It's you know, because it's just, you don't know which games and teams might be affected, and one team might have three games messed up, and they're all important.
Yeah. I mean, think about if it didn't work out last week in terms of the schedule and moving the Steelers game around with the bye week. Just think about if they had to move that game to the end of the season and now move this game to the end of the season. You're talking about two AFC games there
probably going to be pretty important in the playoff race.
Yeah, like that, that could be your pecking order, you know, a big part of it determined right there in those two games. And now you can't play them both. So now there's a week 19. But, of course, the Steelers-Titans situation worked out. And some of these may, moving forward, because, again, there will be more moving forward. Let's be honest here. Week 5.
Let's go back to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Fred in Ashland City text in, well, if we have to forfeit half the season and play the other half with 25 backups, at least we'll get a good draft pick. Glass half full approach from Fred there. I like it.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's the other.
Forfeit for Trevor. Forfeit for Trevor.
Win never for Trevor. Yeah, look, I mean, another thing here that we look at the college football realm, Coach O, you know. Everybody's got it. Oh, here we go. You
that's
know,
good. Nice. Yeah. Nice job.
I mean, you know, the herd immunity thing is also just like everything with this virus. I'll just say I don't know exactly what the deal is there for sure. There's differing reports, but there's some level of herd immunity for some people. So, you know, people who are affected now, and hopefully there's no lingering effects, which is still also something that science has not agreed on, but. It's possible, certainly, that someone who would be affected now would then be fine there, you know, for several weeks at least among these Titans who are affected. So, but again, that's one of those many things that I don't know what I'm talking about with the virus, and every day I hear something that I didn't realize about it.
Let's go back to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, "I wear my mask, but got a question. If NFL players don't pass the virus when playing each other because contact time isn't long enough, why do we wear masks when we're just passing by people? If prolonged exposure is the main way to transfer, then just don't stay near someone and wear a mask if you do." I think, yeah, the mask is just about minimizing the risk as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, look, like piles of bodies and people smashed into each other and stuff, that's also not preferable, you know?
Right.
Like if you're asking a doctor, should we do this or not? Would this be good or bad for spreading a virus? They'd say, yeah, this is probably not ideal. So, like, we should take the clip of Dr. Schaffner from last week, because I asked him, why does a mask matter? Again, this guy has been working with the CDC going back to the 60s, okay? And he tells you that masks matter, and again, it's all part of minimizing the risk. Outgoing, incoming, it helps. Is it absolute guarantee? No. Are we certain that you can't pass by someone and get it? No. Are we certain that Stephon Gilmore didn't just give it to Patrick Mahomes and we saw a picture of it? No, we don't know that either. Hopefully not. The prolonged exposure is worse, which is why I think plane rides in particular are not ideal, which is probably why the NFL just went from 2 to 5 buses, right?
Yeah.
Those are worse. It doesn't mean the other stuff is non-existent. So why don't we do everything we can to not spread the virus, and just leave it at that? We're going to argue about masks for years now? I mean, you know, someday this will be over, but I don't understand.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well.
Hopefully someday it's over.
Fair point.
Doesn't it feel like this has been going on for like 6 years?
Oh, it's.
I'm trying to like, it's almost to the point where you're like, what was life like before COVID? What did we do?
You
remember those times?
I tell you, it's a long, long year. And yeah, what will change permanently from it? I said this before. I think I'll still have a mask on me moving forward.
Become a little bit more health conscious.
I mean, we've taken 2 long trips to see family in this. And so you stop at some gas stations that sometimes have some questionable bathrooms. I was glad I had a mask on.
Oh, man.
Why do we hate masks so much? I mean, you know, like, they could help.
I understand, but I do get the frustration of, hey, if you're telling me that you have to be around somebody 10 to 15 minutes outside and expose you to it, then what is the mask conversation about? I get why there's a question there,
but I didn't,
of double standards.
Okay, but I haven't heard anybody say you have to. That makes it more likely, right?
Right.
So, I mean, look, I'll go with Dr. Schaffner on that one. I'll go with science on that one. And also, the anecdotal evidence of places that have done great with masks is overwhelming. It's overwhelming that it matters.
The other part of this that I'm interested now is, like, if you're the NBA or the NHL, and you're looking ahead to what next season might look like, you know, the MLB and the NFL so far are kind of the case studies that you have to go by. And look, we talked about yesterday, the NHL, like you're probably not wanting a bubble when you come back if you're the players, or especially if you're the owners too, with the revenue that you're losing going that way. I wonder how, like, this is being handled right now by the NFL, how much attention the NHL and the NBA are paying to that in terms of when they may come back. Because the NHL announced yesterday, like, hey, the target date is January 1st. They didn't say they were coming back January 1st. They just said right now that's the date they're shooting for to try to come back and play next season. As this continues to evolve in the NFL, where you are outside in a lot of instances and you are, you know, dealing with things from a team and a travel standpoint once a week, or potentially if you're in the NHL, you're traveling like 3-4 times a week. I wonder how this influences those discussions as we move forward.
No, that's a great point. And look, because it's different, they've got more of the baseball situation, more travel. I mean, so much more travel. And I think it's pretty clear. It's becoming more clear, I think, that the travel is a big part of the issue. I think with baseball, sometimes it was hotel stuff too. But, yeah, they've got to be looking at this like, I mean, until, again, we get to the point where we have a vaccine, I think a lot of things are up in the air. And yeah, that's a great point. They can't feel great about how this is going right now. The bubbles were great. I mean, say it over and over again. What Munson had the bubble thumbs up, no bubble thumbs down. Bubble good, no bubble bad. Here we are again.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder, like, I think Aaron Rodgers was asked about this the other day on the Pat McAfee show, talking about what he would feel like for a bubble for the playoffs in the NFL. Doesn't sound like he's a fan of it. I can't imagine most NFL players would be fans of bubbles. But it may be to the point where if you're the NFL, you've got to make a decision here shortly. Like, yes, hey, like, we might just have to do this. Like, I understand it's not pleasant. Most people don't want to sit in a bubble. And if you if you go all the way to the Super Bowl, you're in there for 4 weeks. I get it, 5 weeks. And that could be very difficult. But may just have to do it at this point.
No, that's another thing.
It's very expensive. I get it.
Like, that's not the immediate concern for the NFL, right? They're trying to get their arms around all this stuff, but you're right. That's got to be something talked about now too, right? More
like,
seriously,
what if this happens in the playoffs?
Right.
Just like putting the playoffs on hold for a week, or playing one game in one round and then the next day you can't play that game? Like, what do you do?
Super Bowl in May. I don't know.
Oh, man. It's just a mess right now.
But no, that's a great point. I think that's got to be revisited among other things from the NFL.
No question about it. When we come back, Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com will join us. We'll get into all of this with him. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking some breaking news from the Titans. Two players reportedly have tested positive for COVID-19, very much putting the Titans-Bills game in jeopardy on Sunday. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com. Jim, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you guys are doing well.
Absolutely. So, Jim, obviously not the news this morning that the Titans were hoping to receive. We thought we were on the right track. 2 days in a row with negative tests. Reportedly two positive tests coming out this morning. I guess this has got to be just a huge punch to the gut for people inside that building and that organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone was hoping that, you know, after two straight days, as you said, things were kind of trending in the right direction. You'd have another day of negatives and you'd be back in the building and kind of start the ramp up process for Sunday's game. And now I don't exactly know what happens because there's not really any wiggle room this week because the Bills play on Thursday night. So any conversation about maybe delaying it till Monday or Tuesday doesn't seem to work. You know, the Titans no longer have a bye because that was used this past weekend. So not exactly sure what happens here. And the NFL, you know, I think, has contingency plans. At least it appears that way from stuff that I've read and followed, but no one really knows for sure what those are across the league. Not a great development. Really hard to say what's next other than the Titans just continue to test and hope these things will stop, where you can kind of hit the reset button and try to start over and obviously do better.
Yeah, a huge downer for the Titans. I know, you know, everyone was excited to get back to work today, Jim. Seemed like Mike Vrabel yesterday was, you know, he didn't really know for sure. He didn't want to speculate, but, you know, kind of knew that if there was another, or felt stronger that if there was another day of negatives, which would make three straight, that they'd be back in today. And now, like you said, no idea when that takes place, or even if this is, you know, if this is related to incubation period or something new, right? I mean, it could be either one. We don't know that. But when they do get back, Jim, what do you think this kind of a layoff does to a team, along with just the, you know, the strain of waking up early every morning hoping you get good news? But what do you think the impact will be in terms of not being together and doing anything football related for this long?
Well, it hurts you in a number of ways. I mean, I do think there's probably a psychological effect, you know, to all this, just because, you know, you're just, once you start, I mean, just kind of want to get in a rhythm and want to build on momentum and just kind of get in the football playing mode. And, you know, when you have a bye week, obviously it's a chance to kind of decompress and let your body heal. But this bye week came early, so you're already faced with the challenge to close out the season with 13 straight regular season games. But you know, you're taking a bye week really early, and you're doing so under circumstances where, you know, you can't get away. I mean, normal bye weeks, players have a chance to kind of clear their mind and get away. This bye week, you've got players who continue to come in for testing, you know, every morning. They're continue to have kind of an anxious feeling about wanting to get back to work, and really they can't really do anything except for kind of stress about the whole thing. I think once this passes, eventually it's going to clear up, and they're going to be able to start over and try to get things where you can finish the season and avoid these tests. But until then, I mean, it takes a toll. I mean, I'm not a part of the testing protocols, just because of, you know, the way the whole tier system works and just the way my job works. It just didn't make any sense for me to be a part of it. But I know that the players that are going through it, the coaches that are going through it, and everybody else in the organization that has to do it, it's a strict, very strict, testing protocol you have to go through. And then just the worry I'm sure a lot of people have of not wanting to test positive. I mean, that's got to take a toll on, the mental side of it as well. So it's just a tough process. Now, I really do believe if people are trying to do things the right way, it's just unfortunate. This is the virus that has been very contagious. And unfortunately, it's hit here in Nashville.
Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Jim, obviously, it's very easy in our world in 2020 to look at things that have happened already and question why they happened the way they did, why you didn't look at things differently when you were planning it. But having said that, do you think the NFL should have built in more bye weeks this season, given the possibility that things like this could happen, that the schedule could be affected at some point? Do you think the NFL should have built in maybe a second bye week for every team to try to postpone and move games if that situation cropped up?
Well, it certainly would have made things easier. You know, there's no doubt about that. And maybe the NFL does have a plan, you know, to add schedules, you know, to add weeks at the end of the schedules. But you know, what that looks like, you know, I don't know. And then you've got one team, the number one seed, in each of these conferences that's already got a built-in bye week while other people are supposed to be playing. So then does that team have 2 weeks off, at the end of the season? I mean, that complicates matters there as well. I know the SEC did that, and I know, there was some chatter about that potentially would have been a way to allow yourself a little bit more flexibility. It seems like it would have been easier if that would have been the case, but that's not the case as things stand now, and I just don't know what the solution is here at this point. Again, if Buffalo had a game Sunday, and you could potentially even move it back a day to buy yourself more room for this one, that would be a quick solution. But with them supposed to play the Chiefs next Thursday night, you can't move it to Monday. So I just don't know what the plan is here at this point.
So, Jim, the Titans, when they do get to reconvene, of course, they will be under tighter protocols, including basically all virtual meetings. That's a pretty big change. Gloves for everyone except for the, you know, throwing hand of the quarterbacks, masks on the practice field for all the players, things like that. But the NFL has also put out or strengthened a number of things here in the last few days, including the amount of time, the number of days for testing to bring in free agents, which to me greatly reduces the opportunities to bring in guys on short notice. The buses up to five. What do you think of these measures, and do you think we may be headed toward something where the idea of a team with a positive on a Saturday just doesn't go now?
I think I have been encouraged. What I guess if there's one encouraging thing out of all this is the fact that the Vikings didn't have any positive test after playing the Titans, makes you wonder about just spreading through contact and through playing. Obviously, this is spreading through being in close proximity to one another for long periods of time. I don't know what the league's going to do as far as late in the week positive test. You know, I think we saw a little bit about maybe the way things could go about the Cam Newton result and the fact they were still able to play after doing further testing. I think everything's on the table. You know, as far as the Titans, you know, enhanced protocols, it's going to make it tougher, and it's going to be even more stringent. But I get it, man. I think the league's in a situation now where, this is something you were hoping you could avoid, and I think the first 3 weeks of the season, everything was going great. You know, unfortunately, now we've had an outbreak, and again, unfortunately, here it's in Nashville with the Titans. You have to wonder if, I saw another Patriot tested positive this morning of reports, I think, of a potential Raider. I mean, the last thing you want to do is have this spread again, and, these stricter protocols and stricter guidelines going to make it tough. I mean, and people are already speculating about whether the NFL needs to go into a bubble or trying to find even different ways to try to keep this from spreading. So I think it's going to be a moving target across the league as we continue to deal with this, because I firmly believe this is not going to be the only big issue the league has.
Oh, no way. Yeah. No, that's, we were just talking about that too, the idea maybe the revisiting of the playoff bubble might be one of many things being discussed in the league offices right now, Jim. I want to lighten it up here before we go, because you did get, I think, the only smiles of last week, Jim, were thanks to Robot Jim on Zoom. The amazing thing is, like, it's very consistent. It's that very long, So is that like your Wi-Fi, or do you have like a program that you have installed to your Zoom that's making it more fun for all of us?
It's definitely not a program. I don't know exactly what happened. I didn't realize it was happening until my screen kind of went blank on my end, and then I saw some of the comments. And so I immediately switched from to my home Wi-Fi in the middle of that, and it seemed to bring me back. I'm glad it did bring a smile to Vrabel's face. I guess in different times, I might have started off my question yesterday with kind of a long pause, intentional pause, pretending like the robot was back in full force again. But I didn't think I didn't think Vrabel would probably be in the mood for any horseplay or anybody trying to bring, comedy relief to what's going on, because it's a serious thing people are dealing with, and you can just tell by looking at him and just hearing his voice how much of a toll it's taking on him. And you can imagine what it's doing to other people who are quarantining and who are in charge of these protocols. I mean, this is, I think, I realize this is not a time to be making jokes or trying to lighten the mood, because people are hurting by what's going on.
No doubt.
Definitely not intentional. I can tell you that.
And I look forward to when we never do another Zoom anything.
Yes.
Again. Among many things, look forward to.
Yes. although I do think that, you know, in some ways moving forward, it's not going to surprise me if Zoom sticks around. I mean, some of these Monday press conferences, who knows, with people traveling and coaches' schedules, I have a feeling Zoom's not going to completely go away, but, you know, I prefer the press conferences that are live where you can have a follow and you can have some interaction and you're not limited to one question here and then maybe wait 20 deep before you get another one. I mean, it's a lot better when things are in person. We've got an open locker room, but obviously that's not happening in 2020.
No question about it. Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. Hey, Jim, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, fella.
Thanks, buddy. Absolutely. When we come back, it's that time of the week. The choice is yours. Coming up next, this is Robbie and Rexroad on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it's that time of the week. The choice is yours here on Robbie and Rexroad, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Look, we get it. There's some serious things going on right now in the world, some serious things going on with the Tennessee Titans, a lot of doom and gloom out there. I'm going to use the next 15 minutes or so to try to lighten the mood a little bit, try to do our part to help you get through this Wednesday.
Yeah, have you ever seen Pharrell in that music video, Happy? That's us.
What we're going to be.
That's us.
All right, there we go. Yeah, let's break it up with lighten the mood a little bit. We'll be back to talking about the Titans and COVID and the NFL.
Rex Road in charge
of
questions.
It's my turn this week. You guys want sports or non-sports?
Let's go non-sports.
Okay. The choice is yours. You will never leave Middle Tennessee or wherever you live if you're listening somewhere else on the Game Nashville app. You will never leave that place again. That you will stay there. You won't travel. You will live there. You will stay there. That's where you'll be in your area. Or you can travel free to anywhere in the world as many times as you like. After camping for 2 weeks on the banks of the Amazon River by yourself with no guide or weapons.
Oh, boy. That's a good one. I guess that just comes down to how confident are you in your survival skills in a really tough environment on the banks of the Amazon River. I mean, think about the things you've got to worry about there. I mean, the animals that could kill you, insects, disease potentially at that point. That's tough. I still think I'd do it. I think I'd test myself out there on the banks. I feel good enough about my survival skills where I think I could get it done.
Okay.
Yeah. With no weapons either? Like, do I have to, like, can I find a weapon? Can I make weapons at this point?
Just got to hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, I mean, if you pick up a stick, you could use it, you know?
I mean, I've been taking boxing classes, but I don't know how effective that will be against a bear.
Box like a Bengal tiger?
I don't know if there's bears down there, but there's scary stuff.
I'll take the first one. I'll take
staying put.
Yeah, because you have to think too. If you do catch a disease and then you travel somewhere, you're affecting other people.
Well, if you catch a disease, like depending on what it is, like there's some bug diseases you've got to worry about down there.
Yeah,
you're off by yourself. You're not vaccinated for some stuff. I mean, you could have a lot of things to worry about.
Exactly. So I
may not make it off the river.
I'll just stay in Middle Tennessee.
I'm staying home too. I'm not going to the Amazon
zero
for
hesitation.
An hour. I wouldn't spend an hour near the Amazon without like being in a bubble.
And zero hesitation.
I've been to Brazil, but Rio's a little different than being out in the wild.
That's like it'd be like Tarzan. Be
you don't have any
Tarzan
faith?
Of the Amazon.
What's that?
You don't have any faith in your survival skills?
No. None whatsoever.
No.
All right, so we switched to sports.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so all your teams, take all your teams, your college, your pro teams. Let's say you could have a year, basically the opposite of this year, okay?
Okay.
Worst year ever. Let's make it, for as a sports fan, best year ever. All of them win the championship. So right now, Munson's sitting there. He's got his Lakers. He's got his Dodgers. You know, maybe Gruden just goes on a run. Just an amazing year. All of your teams can win it in that year, okay? An incredible year of ecstasy. But then they will never win any more championships.
In your lifetime.
In your lifetime.
Okay.
Or basically you just push forward with no guarantee. You just push forward with regular life and have no idea if any of them will ever win a championship. Which would you choose?
I'm pushing forward. I'm going. That would be great. That magical year would be awesome because you've got, let's just say like my Heat win, the Packers win, the Vols win. Everything goes well for me. I'm feeling good about myself. That's great for that 1 year. What do you do the rest of the time? You're just no hope at that point. I would rather march ahead with the unknown, with the hope of one day creating a dynasty of some sort still dangling out there, rather than just the 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's hard because with the Dodgers, like, I spent half of a life, like, majority of my life not watching the Dodgers win. 30 years of my life, the Dodgers have not won a World Series.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so to put it in that perspective, but I've seen the Lakers win 5. I've seen the Raiders win none because they obviously the last time they won was the 80s. Last time they went to a Super Bowl was
6 interceptions.
Yeah. I didn't want to mention that.
Sorry.
But go ahead. Thank you for bringing up old news, Robbie. But I will go win now because guess what? I'm in that position right now. I see the Dodgers win the World Series. I'll be good for another 30 years. And you know, whatever. I'll be cool with that. And the Lakers, they'll have 6. I all got to watch 6 of their 17 championships. So I'm cool with that. I'll take that. Okay. I'll take the championship
and
right now.
Then you get the Raiders, too.
Yeah, and I get the Raiders.
And the Tide wins it. I mean, you know, well, I mean, it's a heck of a year.
They win it all the time.
Well, that's true. So but I'm just saying, you package it all in 1 year. Yeah, the hard part for me answering this is, like, I don't even know what my teams are anymore. Like, I grew up a Detroit sports fan, but then you do this and you
Joe, just take the championships.
I would I don't even know who that. I mean, I guess I would still say the Detroit Tigers. You know, I mean, I still like that would be amazing. 1984, last time. But here's why I would say I'm going to choose Robbie's way, because if by some cruel twist of fate I am still tied to the Detroit Lions, even though I've disavowed them, if the Lions were to win a championship, the world will end the next day, and I do not want to do that to the world, so I will just go forward with reality.
See, didn't you think at some point with 2020 going the way that it is, maybe the Lions got a chance?
Maybe they do.
Some things return to normal.
Maybe they're about to go 13-3.
The Detroit Lions Lakers, back to normal.
If the Lakers were to never win a championship ever again, what better way to never win a championship again is the year of Kobe Bryant? And yeah, so like that, I'm going to ride off on the sunset. We'll win a championship this year. We all never got to win again. Doesn't matter. You know what? Whatever. I'll be a Knicks fan, hopefully.
Don't do that to yourself.
And then wait another 40 years before I can win a championship. So, okay. But no.
See, Knicks fans are signing up for this right now.
Yeah, they are.
No, absolutely.
Like the Knicks, Jets, you know, that like New York Rangers fan.
Oh, man. Yeah,
New
right.
York, yeah.
We've got some problems right now.
All right, non-sports. Would you rather? So these are the two cliches of people we call like geniuses, right?
Okay.
So would you rather be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon? Those are the two. Oh, I'm no brain surgeon. I'm no rocket scientist. Well, what if you could be one of them? Which would you be?
Well, there's a lot of pressure on both because, obviously, brain surgeon, I mean, that speaks for yourself, performing pretty important surgery on a vital part of the body. But the rocket scientists, like, you've got to make sure things work and are functional and can get said rocket into outer space. I just think that sounds cooler. I'm going rocket scientist.
Yeah, that's easy. Rocket science. I don't want to be a brain surgeon.
Too much pressure?
And it's like it's all that gross stuff.
I don't want to touch all that gooey stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to touch all that stuff. I just like if I could just press a button and a rocket goes up in the air, it sounds pretty cool, man. So let's do the rocket science.
You got to get in there with like some welding equipment, though.
Yeah.
Like, get in there and get your hands
dirty. Well,
you still have lives. You still have lives at stake.
Yeah, I still do, but I don't have to like, you know, I'd rather do that than to cut open stuff and
yeah
die. That's,
no that's
cool.
That's exactly
I can just drive to Huntsville 2 hours from here and then just go work on a rocket rather than go to the Vanderbilt Hospital to go cut somebody open. Like, that's gross.
Yeah, that part of it is why I would also pick that. I mean, I'd like to, you know, be able to get a B in chemistry, like high school level chemistry, you know, but if I could choose either of these, yeah, that because of I think it's too much pressure in the individual, someone's life in your hands, and also just I couldn't handle the blood. I can't look at a needle when it's, you know, when I get poked at the doctor's office.
I respect that.
Yeah. All right, last one, sports. You're coaching a basketball team. This is like a classic one. I'm doing this on basketball now.
Okay.
You everything you own is on the line. Okay, you're down 2. You have to win in regulation or you lose everything you own. So you have to draw up a 3-pointer and you have access to everybody who's ever played basketball.
Oh, man.
Who is taking this 3-pointer for your team and for you to continue to have a home and a shirt on your back?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I mean,
there are a couple different ways you could go with this. If you're designing a three, I mean, you could go with your three-point specialist, but can they create a shot for themselves? Can they get open? And then you could just simply take it to, all right, let's just give the ball to the greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan, and see what he does, see if the clutch factor comes through. That's probably what I'm doing. I'm going Jordan, but I am heavily tempted right now to say, throw that ball into Steph Curry, let him shoot it from half court, take your chances.
Okay, those are both good choices. All right. I actually didn't think about Jordan, but yeah, I mean, overall clutchness. He shot threes later in his career. Munson?
Give me Jason Capono. No, I'm just kidding.
Peja Stojakovic.
Peja Stojakovic. Roger Mason Jr. I don't know. I would probably, I mean, it's the obvious answer, I'd probably go Kobe. I mean,
I knew you were going there.
Last second shots. I'm going Kobe all day. Like, I always had this fight of, like, who's the most clutch player ever? And to me, like, Kobe in those situations, man, it just – it don't faze him. And that's the thing, too. Like, yeah, you can hit those shots, but it's also the mental aspect of taking those shots. And you know, when you got a guy like Kobe who, like, lives for taking shots like that, he lived for it. Like, he wanted those shots every single time. He's not one of those players like LeBron sometimes does that, passes it up all the time. Like, no, Kobe's taking it. So I'm going to take Kobe Bean Bryant to take the last shot.
Yeah, that's a good. Those are both good choices. I definitely thought about Steph Curry. I mean, Ray Allen.
He came to mind.
But to me, for my money, it's absolutely Reggie Miller. Because, one, okay. I mean, just go back to those Knicks-Pacers series in the 90s. The amount of ridiculous clutch shots he hit alone just in that little time period, amazing. But also just his range, his ability to get open, and he wanted those shots too. If I have to pick one person, it's Reggie.
Reggie's a good pick. That's a good one. I didn't really think about him, but talk about a three-point specialist. That guy could get the ball, get it done and get open for his shot. So I think there are a couple of different ways you could go with that one, but I'm going Jordan at the end of the day. Good stuff there,
Joe. Can't argue with Jordan.
Someone called and said we didn't mention like Reggie Miller and three-point shooters and things like that. So
I just said Reggie
Miller.
Well,
I was on the phone. So.
Okay. Yeah, we just said it.
Call him back.
We didn't leave out Reggie Miller. It's all good.
Yeah, we didn't leave out. Like, you got to pick a three-point shooter. You don't have to pick a three-point shooter. You're down two, right?
No, but you have to win the game. You have to win the game. You have to hit a three. Yeah.
Okay, well, Kobe can draw a foul, too.
Hey, Kobe's a good pick.
Kobe's a good pick.
I don't have a problem with that one.
No, that's fine.
And I'm not picking LeBron because he can't shoot. He scares me.
Wow. He's hit some clutch ones, too, in the playoffs.
He had a three-point shot last night, and it got called back because of Bam Adebayo, like, got called for a foul.
Yeah.
And it was from deep three. And I'm like, ugh. I don't – when LeBron and Rondo shoot threes, it just scares me.
Well, Rondo, yeah.
Because it's like –
how could you put those two together?
It's like, no. Like, I look at it like, no. Oh, okay, good. Good job, Rondo. Good job.
I trust LeBron a lot more than Rondo in those situations.
LeBrondo.
LeBrondo. Pretty nice. When we come back, we'll continue to react to the breaking news with the Titans. Two more players test positive for COVID-19. That's coming up next. But first, make sure you're tuning in this Saturday, the college football game of the week on ESPN 94.9, presented to you by Gary Force Acura, is the Red River rivalry, if I could say that right, as Texas goes against Oklahoma. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on ESPN 94.9. We'll be right back on Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.